USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, has been found dead in his prison cell today at the age of 81. He'd been moved to a medical facility in North Carolina in December of 2021 due to his failing health. Kaczynski evaded capture for nearly 20 years and was known as America's most prolific bomber. His 16 bombings resulted in 3 deaths and a number of injuries before his arrest in 1996. The Department of Justice formally announced charges against former President Trump on Friday.
The charges are related to Trump's handling of classified documents.
Today, an indictment was unsealed, charging Donald J. Trump with felony violations of our national security laws, as well as participating in a conspiracy to obstruct justice.
Special Counsel Jack Smith said the former president stored classified information, including U.S. nuclear programs and defense and weapons capabilities. The DOJ unsealed the federal indictment of Trump a day after he announced he would become the first former president to face federal charges. I'm Jim Forbes.
Former President Trump set to make his first public appearance since being indicted. He's scheduled to speak today at GOP state conventions in both Georgia and North Carolina. President Biden will hold his first re-election campaign event next week in the battleground state of Pennsylvania.
The president will attend a political rally with union members in Philadelphia June 17th. Biden has frequently highlighted his ties and support for labor unions, referring to himself as the most pro-union president in American history. The Laborers International Union of North America, that's a major construction union, endorsed Biden's re-election bid this week. Democrats have won Pennsylvania's 20 electoral college votes in 5 of the 6 presidential elections since 2000, with the last 2 carrying razor-thin margins. I'm Brad Siegel.
4 children who went missing last month after their plane crashed in the Amazon jungle have been found alive. The kids were the only survivors of that crash. This is USA News.
Hi, everyone, and welcome. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. 800-913-5404 now. I'm here with spokesman for the firm, John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call in.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here with you. We always enjoy answering the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-913-5404.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now to speak with a live agent for free. Call 800-913-5404.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
2 top lawyers for former President Trump, Jim Trusty and John Rowley, have resigned. The resignations came after it was announced that Trump was being indicted for alleged mishandling of classified documents. In a statement, the attorneys declared they would no longer represent Trump in the indicted case or the January 6th investigation. San Francisco police are investigating a shooting in the city's Mission District that injured 9 people. The incident occurred at a block party around 9 last night. Many victims were found with gunshot wounds, but no fatalities have been reported. There have been no arrests. The third leg of horse racing's Triple Crown will take place today.
This is a national phenomenon. People come from all over the country.
And the race will go on. The Belmont Stakes, the third leg of the Triple Crown, is scheduled to take place in Queens tonight, now that the air has cleared after the massive smoke earlier in the week from the Canadian wildfires. New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
It's huge for the local economy.
I'm Laura Winters.
Thomas Sarnoff, the youngest son of broadcasting pioneer David Sarnoff, has died at the age of 96. He passed away at the Motion Picture and Television Fund's nursing home in Woodland Hills, California. Thomas had a distinguished career at NBC, joining the network in 1952 after working for ABC. The Mega Millions jackpot is getting bigger. Lottery officials say no one picked all 6 numbers in last night's drawing. That means Tuesday's jackpot in the multi-state lottery game will be worth $260 million. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.